Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? All right, I got a mic open. All right, 225-1652. Mic open, can you hear it?
Yeah, I got you, Jamie. What's happening?
All right, what's happening, Riddell? Yeah, well, I didn't hear any much. A lot of people probably. Oh, Wes, your mic open, too.
What up, Jamie?
Nothing. People probably watching the game. Shit.
Yeah, they got two games on tonight. Shit.
Yeah. They probably. You got early and late, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a catch. What's been happening, James?
Nothing. Work, man. Work. All it is to it. You know, we ain't got but like five people. People probably watching the game. Ain't worried about the show tonight.
Got
shit.
Racing coming.
What?
I said he got some racing coming up.
We got Ford Chevy, end of the month. And then you got
Oh, yeah, that's in Gulfport, huh?
Yeah, and then you got Louisiana versus Mississippi, Moamica race.
When is that?
The 14th.
That's after Ford and Chevy.
Yeah, yes, after Ford and Chevy, and then after Ford and Chevy is Cruiser the Coast and Gas and Cruiser the Coast is more than them race.
It's who race? So,
one of them races on the 14th after Cruising the Coast. So you got Ford Chevy. Hmm?
Oh, Jesus, the race, man.
It's more so than Louisiana versus Mississippi.
Oh, that's more than race. That's after Cruising the Coast?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's in Baton Rouge.
Oh, they better watch. Carlos don't want him run over there now.
Oh, shit.
That's
hey.
A two-day race for us.
Which one?
Ford, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, Ford and Chevy, that's just Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to have something. They're going to be testing Friday night. They're going to be Friday. You can be there. They let you park, and they probably do something Friday night, do some testing and stuff. Saturday, they got that little some car, that shootout with Shane Lester and them put together. So,
all right, so it's like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All right.
He got that shootout going to start Saturday, though, ain't he?
Yeah, that's Saturday. Shootout Saturday, and then the Ford Chevy Sunday.
Okay. All right, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right.
Yeah, Friday might just be testing, though. Saturday and Sunday be the good days to go. So.
Yeah, they used to be pretty nice Friday night.
Yeah, it won't be that many people. You can do some testing or something, you know?
Man, I saw some stuff, bro, before my time, before my day, bro, in Baton Rouge, bro. Like, damn, look at this shit here. Man. I see some throwbacks back in the day, final calls and shit, man. This wasn't even my time. It was back in the 90s, back in the 80s. Good Lord.
Oh, the funny calls that was over there?
Yes, indeed. I'm like, damn. What year this funny
calls?
59. Back in the day, 59 Canal, or 55, 57. Back in the day, funny calls, God damn, look at all this damn thing. And I'm a little, back in the day, I buy calls, shit. Back in the day, I buy calls out there.
That's back in 83.
Man, I was born in 83. I don't think I was around when the calls was coming out. Man, I'm talking about the calls that.
Blue Max had the same body they had in 1983.
Wow, okay. Man.
But you talking like about you talking about them? You talking about them old hot rods?
That's what I'm talking about. I wasn't around back then.
Yeah, you talking about them? What they call them? That? They call them shit. They got a name for them now.
Yeah, I wasn't around that kid.
No, that's them old fucking hot rods. Right there, boy. Shit.
I wasn't around.
They had you seen that white Fairland 500?
Mm-hmm.
That white Fairland 500, that car came with Boss 427 Hemi in it. A Boss 427, that was a bad car.
I know. I seen a funny car with some paper on it. What? With a turbocharger on the hood. A funny car with a turbocharger? Are you serious?
That was a pro charger.
Right. I know. That's like typical. I'm looking at that shit.
Jeez, man. They put the pro chargers on everything now. Shit.
I know. Not on the funny car. No.
On the funny car.
Man, look. I'm seeing all kinds of stuff blowing my head.
I just don't see how it was getting enough air sitting under that big long ass body.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing stuff before I thought about. Man, look at this shit, bro. Look at this back in the day stuff.
Right tonight, they have some nice shit out there.
Jack calls and stuff.
Now, they didn't get to run them jet calls Friday night.
I know. Somebody had a wreck. That's why. The man's okay, though. The man was all right.
Yeah, he just had burnt. He got burnt bad, though.
Yeah. But you're all right, though. That's the main thing. They said that when I put a knock. The national anthem Saturday.
Yeah, motherfuckers complaining about them walls, but them walls ain't there to drive on. Them walls there to keep he drove that car way out of the groove. That's how that car end up doing that. You can't fault the track. You got to fault the driver. Quit driving them. Quit overdriving your damn car. That car got in the marbles, and next thing you know, it turned left.
And that set the night off. We will not be racing tonight. We are finished for tonight. Y'all should walk around in the car, get autographs and stuff, but we are finished for tonight.
But what I don't understand is everybody complaining about them walls, but yet and still they go to races on the pad where everybody's standing on the side. They go to the back of the track race on guardrail. They go to no prep track. And could run all in the bushes and the trees and the ditch and complain about guardrail. Man, come on. Give me a break. What's the difference between running no prep and guardrails fucked up? You ain't got no guardrail. You ain't got no wall. You have to be in the middle of them bushes. It's over with. And what's the difference with... You got guardrail and you got 100 people. You got 1,000 people on each side of the racetrack all the way down the fucking track, and you going down there. That's safe? Please, man. Anything to complain to find fault in that racetrack. I'm finding fault in all them racetracks, Ronnie, because all of them got some kind of fault.
Hey.
About the track and about who running the track and who ain't running the track. So. It'll be all right. Just keep it. That's why you sign in waivers when you go in and that's why you sign them waivers when you go in them gates. In or at your own goddamn risk.
All right, let's see. And y'all talking. We'll go ahead.
Did you anybody go to No Problem to that, what is that, what they had, that prep? They had, what did they call it?
I think that's this weekend.
Yeah, but didn't they call it a, what they call that, a small time, what, no, prep? Drag radio prep. Yeah, okay. I bet you it was. Radio prep. That's what they had on it. Radio prep. $300 radio prep. One lane going to be radio prep. The other one going to be slick. Wonder how they can radio prep a track just for practice, but they can't do it for a goddamn event. But nobody wrong with that. But, that, but nobody don't see that wrong with that, though. You know what I mean? When somebody just flat out lied to you. These old Saints half ass playing.
Well,
had them somebody just catch the ball and pay attention, shit, they'd be leading the game right now.
What's
the car
score?
Moving that ball. It's 3-3. Yeah. But I think they went up just. But car moving that ball up and down the field, man. They, and receivers have missed a couple good goddamn catches. They should have been 7 in a hole right now. Running back come out of the goddamn backfield and shit. Car throwing the ball. He got his damn back turned.
Yep, shit.
They're doing pretty good. Where old Tweety at tonight?
Well, he's on there. Hang on a sec. Boo-boo, you're my
name. Hey, Milberg didn't take long to score. Bought him boys up 7-0 against the Browns.
Who is that?
What?
Pittsburgh Steelers, they didn't score already.
Oh.
7-0
yeah.
Against the Browns.
That's the tech game, man. What's that game doing on already?
No, that game started at 7:15, 7:20. It's on right now.
Saints started what, at 6-something, huh?
Yeah, yeah, Saints started at 6, and then this one, the Steelers started at 7:15.
Yeah, the Saints got a goddamn player hurt again.
Yeah, damn, Riddell, you behind a lot. They on 2nd and 9 right now. They moving the ball.
Was that a Sunday? Who Green Bay played Sunday? Ain't they was on Sunday?
But Pittsburgh called an interception. That's what happened.
Yeah, Green Bay played. Let me see where my list is.
Green Bay had that Atlanta game won. I don't know how they lost.
Yeah, Green Bay played Atlanta, and the Packers won.
Joe Buck called 9 game 6-3. I tell you what, Tom was doing some work tonight.
Yeah, but I need my boy back, man. Alvin Kamara, I need him to come back.
When he got two, he's suspended for 2-0, ain't he?
Yeah. Yeah, you're fighting up in Las Vegas. Las Vegas fighting something.
Yeah, but I think he suspended four games.
Yeah, he is.
He gonna come
Joe
back
with
vengeance. Watch.
Joe Burrow got his ass whooped again. That's good. Beat his ass again.
Shit. Hey, damn it, they read that.
Nice drop of calls going to be for four versus seven.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie. You going to cruise in the coast and watch them gases?
Yeah,
that's
what
that Saturday,
Me and Kim
is watching. Yeah, the Cummins boys up there by you, Mr. Larry Cummins. He got a Ford Falcon with a little 290 small block Chevy thing. They like 650 horsepower. It runs, I think, V-gas or something
Capitol
like that. That they run.
He won that.
That's the old school shit. Sidestep the clutch, no rev limiter, just mat that bitch and bang four gears. Get you some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna be. Well, we might swing by because usually on Saturday we'll go. But we don't hang out too late on Saturday because it get nasty over there on Saturday evening. Traffic get bad. So
I'm going. You ain't going to auction?
Huh?
Y'all ain't going to the auction Saturday, Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, rich people go to auction with money to buy shit, dog. I'm going to be looking.
I'm going there to that fucking auction Friday and Saturday. You going to come
guy
to
from over here, he went and put his money up. We say he went and got something. He's going to go look, see.
Coming to Barry Jackson?
Huh?
Barry Jackson is the week before.
Well, he going to the one that's going to be doing cruising the coast, I think. I think that's the one he's going to. Is that the Meekum or McCarry?
I'm going to Barry Jackson Friday, Thursday, and Saturday. That Barry Jackson is the 28th, the week of the 28th, the week before cruising the coast.
Okay. Where at?
At the Smoothie King.
Oh, in New Orleans?
Yeah, the week of the 28th, the last weekend in the month.
All right. My same time as Ford Chevy then. Because Ford Chevy is 30 to the first.
Is that the same weekend as Ford Chevy?
Yeah, Ford and Chevy, end of September, beginning of October, that Sunday, 1st of October.
Oh, God damn, I'm going to have to go Thursday and Friday.
Exactly, I know where I'm cruising the coast.
I'm going to have to go Thursday and Friday and then just take off from Barry Jackson up in the motorhome and go straight to Gulfport Saturday morning. Hey, I'm going to see if my wife won't get do that. I'll just go spend the night on the street in New Orleans and then watch the thing and take off that night and go to Gulfport. Well, damn, boy, they got some shit going on that weekend.
Yeah, they got the Wooden Boat Festival.
Yeah, they got
Madison
everything jammed
deal.
Up like on top of each
yeah,
other. Week to week.
That's my shit too right here. All kind of stuff happening on the 14th in them 2 weeks.
God damn, that's bad. Yeah, that's nice to go to Barrett Jackson and then get away from it, then go to Fulton Shep. Yeah. Then go to cruising the coast. Shit.
You got more in them rates after that? Kind of shit.
Yeah, and then just a couple weeks away, going to be no guts, no glory.
Yeah, that's right, huh? goddamn way. No guts, no glory. Well, that's gonna be shit this year. They're gonna have some shit down there.
Well, yeah, I bet.
Oh man, that race, that shit is always fun to put on that big one. Man, where old Chucky been? He ain't up and running yet?
No, I ain't heard nothing from him.
What he did to his car? When he wrecked it?
Yeah, and he ain't been back since he wrecked it. Yeah, they ain't never been back since he wrecked it, that no problem.
I know Keith Hunter was working on it, redoing a bunch of the motor and wiring and all kind of shit. And I don't remember who did the work. Jason or somebody.
Jason and Shannon.
Yeah.
What that boy did the paint? Shannon? That's it.
Yeah, I knew Keith Hunter had been having a car doing a bunch of work.
Oh, Buddha Cheese at
Well, I don't know. Anybody came up. Anybody else? Yep. Yes, it's quiet tonight.
Amy, you got your thing up and running?
Fuck, man. I gotta do something on it every day.
You ought to be ready to run no prep on James.
So, I'll get it back again.
Man, you could have worked a half hour a night and been back up and running. Come on, man.
Yeah, tonight I should be in there fucking with it. I should have went in and worked on while I was had the show. That's what I should have did. Better come cut my grass, man. My grass is getting high. I'm going to be...
Yeah, what y'all are getting hot? You feeding him? Oh, Carlin got intercepted.
Oh, hey, what you watching, dude? You just saw the interception?
Yeah, I'm on my stick.
Yeah, they intercepted and moved it quick, boy. Yeah. Number 19.
He moved number 19, just caught a pass.
Yeah, they moved the ball quick.
Yeah, we're 20-yard line already.
Riddell's behind us. His TV's on.
Yeah, he's watching cable. I'm watching live TV. Off an antenna. Yeah. He threw that ball. He knew he messed up.
What'd
you say?
You ain't messed with wig splitter yet?
I'm waiting on a piece and pole charger, that gear drive piece.
Back in them.
I think it's looking wide, though. laser for my wheelie control. Trying to breathe down.
Yeah, I got a
wheelie
control.
That's inbounds all day long.
Mm-hmm.
That's inbounds on the Pittsburgh. He caught that ball at the 10.
Well, I didn't see it. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, everybody watching the game. Got your stuff in, boo-boo?
Damn, man, nobody talking? What's up with that?
Damn, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Well, I figured that when I was making it, I remember the same thing. There's not going to be too many people over here tonight.
I'm one of them boys that was picking on me there from last time.
Huh?
From the way in.
What?
I said them boys that was picking on me there last time on the talk show.
You know who that was.
When I get my little ride back, they ain't going to have to pick on me. I'm going to sit at the front gate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see they got Silver Surf back up and running, too.
Silver Surf?
Yeah, they got that motherfucker back up and running.
Oh.
Yeah, you know he had wrecked.
I didn't know he wrecked it.
Yeah, he wrecked bad, too. He wrecked on the top end. But they got it back together. He was at... Where that was he was at? He was at... What they call that racetrack over there off of I-75 over there? Queens.
Boy, talk about wrecking. Y'all seen that dude that won, Flacco's truck? He demolished it over that Big Jake's race?
He tore that motherfucker up.
Boy, that's dumb. I mean, you leave, you knock the tires, you try to catch a grip two or three times, and it don't do it. Then finally you roll into it, and then when the boost comes in, that fucker slingshot his ass clean into that damn wall.
Ooh. Well, that's what happened to Blue Max. Blue Max lit both candles and drove that motherfucker straight in them marbles.
Let's
that
go.
Motherfucker turned.
Let's go,
Recovery
State. Let's go. Fuck yeah.
Oh, okay, got that ball. Hold on to that ball. Pick it up. Pick it up. Oh, yeah. I see you, man. I see you, man. Baby.
Boy, we got the ball, boy. I must be way ahead of y'all.
I've been seeing it. I'm watching the replay right now.
I got time for it.
Damn, I'm way behind.
Yeah. Oh, that was perfect, boy. Number 96 did that.
Yeah, I'm fucking three plays behind.
Yeah, we have first and 10 at the 40 now.
Yeah, 40-something. Second and maybe two.
Stay yours. Oh, shit.
I'm 2 minutes behind 5TV, boy. I'm about 5 plays behind.
Hey, you coming off the internet. You're not coming off. I'm online. I'm on the antenna.
No, I'm watching it on my Fire Stick.
Yeah. No, I'm on my antenna. First down. Yep. Dude, now what do you call them boots? I said nitro boots, and them top few boots on.
Then what?
Them things that cover your shoes, the boots, them covers them.
Oh, them fire retardant boots?
Yeah, what is that? Top few boots or something? Funny called boots?
No, they just call them fire. They call them fire. Alcohol, a lot of alcohol cars. Guys, they got got methanol cars. They running. They riding. When I had my turbo car, I was gonna get me a pair. Jake selling. Yeah, Jake selling. Yeah, they well worth it, man. Sell some that go over your shoes and some that you don't have to wear with no shoes.
That's the same thing they use for the.
What?
Same thing they use for the motorcycle. They cover that foot up on the motorcycle when they ride. But they got a sock on their foot.
No, this is
Oh, them fire retardant shoes.
Yeah, you get a motorcycle, you something a little bit more supportive.
Get the ones that go over the top of your shoes, man. That way you can put your shoes on.
Yeah, I leave my shoes and slide these on top. Fuck, I'm in the new seat belts.
Huh?
Man, got his ass. This sad car. So I'm in the new seat belts, man.
Playing some kind of bad show. Look, there's a second car answer.
Yeah, he just said he changed the name.
You got to block me more. You know what? As an offensive line and as an offensive coordinator, you expect.
Them goddamn offensive linemen better play some ball. They trying to lose the game. Oh, hey, Jamie, I see what's his name, Carl Pope's out too, man.
on that street about to get hot. What old boy out there, that Camaro out of New Orleans?
Talking about Magic?
Yeah.
Fuck, he been down for coon ages. He about like a bad boy camp. You know I had to be missing today's Monday. You know I had to say it.
This is Monday.
Hey. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I seen him made a little post. He ready to get out on the street. What a mile, though. He ain't walking no 8.
Yeah,
be careful what you ask, but he got some fast fucking quarter mile cars out there now.
Yeah, Lil Blue would have to go in the hospital for a couple months to go quarter mile.
They know most of them cars set up right now to go to 8. That's why everybody won't talk about quarter mile running.
Them highway gears go a long quarter like they say.
What a mile. Stretch your legs out. I'm surprised. Montgomery ain't got no race coming up, Jim.
It's the Capital City Greg, right?
Hey, y'all don't watch a kid with Limpy when he goes live on YouTube from a race recap when they race here and there, huh? You seen that? Y'all, you don't watch that, Jamie?
I seen it, but I ain't never did.
Boy, he did one, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, him and Callie Nate. They was racing up there in Kansas or Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever they was racing at, they got ran from one spot, so they went to another spot, and it was good. They didn't, nobody reported nothing. So they sent two cars down through there, and guess who was parked about 1,000 foot past the 8th mile mark in the middle of the road with no lights on? A fucking cop. And the minute they started coming towards him, you know, hooked up whatever they run, you know, 140, 160, them cars, them guys got. He got almost to him. he throw the lights on. They fucking panicked, went to turning the wheel, and smoked the cop car.
Damn.
Dead in the middle of the street. But someone tipped him off because the minute he throwed his lights on, the cops was at the end of the street, had the whole road blocked, and, you know, they all, some of them got tickets, some of them went through fields and all that, but, you know, they was talking about that on the Olympus talk show the other night. I said, God damn.
What it was raising at, it was locked. That old goddamn Volvo was out there too. Is that what it was?
I don't know. It was 2 weeks ago because I remember watching it on his live feed.
They had something
in
on live this weekend with that Volvo, and that Volvo, they had a bunch of cars out there. That old Volvo was out there.
Yeah, they had a bunch. And they
that
all got him dope.
He been on the pad with that old Volvo.
Mm-hmm.
That old Volvo wagon. He was out there. That motherfucker was on the back tire. They were somewhere this weekend, and the guy said New York. Cause I asked, where y'all at? And he said New York, so wherever New York at.
Oh, yeah, they race up there on the street by that four lane where they got them 18-wheeler trailers parked on side of the road by Petey Small Block and all up that area somewhere, because Glenn's been talking to him a lot here and there, but yeah, somewhere up there in the streets where it's a four-lane road, they block the intersection and they take off, and they don't hardly mess with them out down the East Coast somewhere. I know what you're talking about, but ain't no telling. But yeah, that wagon pretty solid.
That wagon, get it. Billy the Kid was out there too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, him and who's the dude with that come to the pad with that blue Camaro that was on Mega Cash Days from Texas, that 79 model, 78 model blue twin turbo Camaro, that blue purple looking one. He was up there because he posted on his Facebook page early the closest race he had by inches, him and Billy's little brother Tommy and the Falcon. It was like a bumper.
Yeah, that boy that wrecked Flacco's truck, man, he was looking for a bed for that truck.
Yeah.
I see him advertising he was looking for an S10 to get the bed and the quarter fenders or something.
Yeah, he fucked that thing up bad. What the fuck happened to my Saints game?
It happened.
They're playing the Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah, they're playing a Pittsburgh game now. I got it now.
Uniforms from 1946. That's what color uniforms the Browns wore? Shit. That looks like Florida A&M. Hey, Jamie, Scooby him got any more races coming up?
Well, we got that Wait 1 second. I'm going to tell you right now. They got a, something in the back of the track.
Where? U.S. 9?
No. It's state got no problem. I'm shit. Come on. Oh,
gee, you run the back of the track, you have none, you be in the wall coming forward.
No, this is awful. They're doing front of the track, and then it's going to be toward the back. That's what they were talking about.
I think we cut their quarterback, huh? That they got damn quarterback packing.
Yeah.
Matt Corral for New England.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch Sean Payton gonna cut Russell Wilson ass. Watch. God damn, Clemson hired that motherfucker. I never thought that would happen. Or they Ed Orgeron going to Clemson. Would he end up spent the fucking $20 million to give him that young girl and broke it?
There's no reason, man.
Where did he go? Did he go to Clemson?
November 10th and 11th.
blueprint. Front side fried with $5,000. Not that one.
No, Boo Boo, that was drag and die or die race. That's what that was. Drag and die. Yeah, boy, that little motherfucking pickup truck left out of there on the back tire. That's what it was, drag or die. Big, New York's biggest, no preparation. $29,000 on all. They paid out
$29,000. Oh. And we got it. All right. Yeah.
We'll find out.
We're spending
a lot of time on this.
Oh, we coming back, y'all. I know y'all saw that thumb.
The thing's back on again?
Back on again. We had a big old combo. We got it back. Big old huge combo.
Whoa, fumble.
I can phone you right now.
Damn.
Every guy is back. Stop him. Man, where I ride at, man?
I'm watching the game.
A small block. Nice little car. That's a house car. Somebody's got a house call for $55,000. God damn.
Palm Beach, Florida. Badass Camaro there. That's a Pontiac.
Jamie, y'all gonna bring that truck out there this year?
Hell yeah. Well, we're not gonna finish putting the tank in. Still
huh?
Really. I'll put an EFI, I'll put the fuel tank in the back. Behind the
seat.
Oh,
you move the tank in the back?
Yeah, and then I bought the one with the fuel pump in it. And the fuel. Well, the fuel pump on the rear, you know. When the guy did it before, they put the external fuel pump. So I'm going to take that off. I'm going to get a new tank with a pump, EFI pump, 255, all-ball 255, everything. So I'll do this. Take up and get a couple of runs and connect it. That's it. Yeah. I want to count. I will force. Hello?
That's from Con Airport.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to put the two steering wheel in there, too. I'm going to change the AC bracket. Which one they put on there wasn't right. There's always some belt was running on the edge of the compressor. You know?
Jamie, how much power GM2 Pro Mod 94 make?
What? Two GM? GM Pro Mod 94?
Pro Mod 94.
3,000 miles, 3,700.
How much?
It's kind of close to 3,000. I'm done. 94 good to live with. 1,500, 2,000? Shit. It's foul.
Some badass shit out there for sale right now. You watch Primetime Saturday, Jim?
No, man. I'm coming here yesterday on Saturday. But,
man, Dion. Yes.
I'm trying to watch it, but shit. I've been doing shit.
They gonna stop this one, bitch.
Referee
go. What'd you say?
Had them rough referees go to cheating with.
The flag. Yep. All right. Before I get in the ranking tonight, I thought we'd be jumping here tonight. They're going to have some good action tonight. Quiet. In 4 minutes, it might have to be early tonight. Shit. Nobody got nothing to say.
Hi.
Oh yeah, we'll see y'all next week. All right, fellas. We'll talk about some racing. All right. You ready for more racing? 4-7. All right, y'all be good. See y'all next week. 7 o'clock,
All right.